From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, President Bush slammed the door on talk of a timetable for bringing U.S. troops home from Iraq. At a news conference in the East Room of the White House, Mr. Bush argued that setting a firm exit date would concede too much to the enemy. At his side was Ibrahim al-Jafari, who is paying his first visit to Washington since becoming Iraqi prime minister. Jafari echoed the president's sentiment, saying, "This is not the time to fall back." NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
All this week in Washington, the words exit strategy and timetable have floated from the lips of both Democrats and Republicans. A growing chorus of lawmakers on Capitol Hill is questioning the rate of progress in Iraq. But at the White House today, the president dismissed these concerns, argued that Iraq has made remarkable progress in a very short time, and left no doubt about his intention to stay the course.
There are not going to be any timetables. I mean, I've told this to the Prime Minister. We are there to complete a mission, and it's an important mission. A democratic Iraq is in the interest of the United States of America, and it's in the interest of laying the foundation for peace. And if that's the mission, then why would you say to the enemy, you know, here's the timetable, just go ahead and wait us out. It doesn't make any sense to have a timetable.
But there are signs that public support for an indefinite commitment is running thin. Last week, a Gallup poll found 6 in 10 Americans now believe the U.S. should withdraw some or all of its troops from Iraq. An Associated Press poll this month found only 41% now back Mr. Bush's handling of the war, his lowest level of support yet on Iraq. But today, the president suggested that instead of dwelling on the bloodshed they see nightly on their TV screens, people should focus instead on future milestones, such as the effort to draft an Iraqi constitution.
The only timetable that I think is going to, that I know is out there, is the timetable that says let's have the Constitution written by a certain date, and let's have it ratified by a certain date, and let's have the election by a certain date. That's the timetable.
The question of the insurgency in Iraq was also on the table, specifically whether it's gaining strength or is in its last throes, as Vice President Dick Cheney recently asserted. A reporter asked the president how he reconciled Cheney's words with those of the top U.S. military commander in Iraq, General John Abizaid. Abizaid told a Senate hearing yesterday that more foreign fighters are entering Iraq today than 6 months ago, and that the strength of the insurgency is essentially unchanged. President Bush didn't respond directly as to whether he sees a contradiction between the two men's remarks. Instead, he said that while terrorists in Iraq continue to kill innocent people, they will be defeated. Prime Minister Jafari, meanwhile, asserted his view that the security situation in Iraq is steadily improving. He spoke in greater detail last night at a speech before the Council on Foreign Relations. Here he is speaking through a translator.
Previously, people used to avoid going out at now, but now people are free to roam about the streets very late at night, and therefore there is an obvious change and a qualitative difference and improvement in the security situation.
Those words came as a surprise to some in Jafari's audience, given the news out of Iraq this week of a particularly ruthless string of car bombings. At the White House, President Bush called such attacks the work of a violent enemy with no regard for human life.
The enemy's goal is to drive us out of Iraq before the Iraqis have established a secure democratic government. They will not succeed.
The president plans to expand on his vision for Iraq in a speech on Tuesday, the one-year anniversary of the transfer of sovereignty. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.